Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Hosea chapter 3. Hosea chapter 3 is only 5 verses. These 5 verses will be read by our guest reader, my wife, Terry.
Hosea chapter 3. And the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love cakes of raisins." So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a lethic of barley. And I said to her, "You must dwell as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore or belong to another man, so will I also be to you. For the children of Israel shall dwell many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or pillar, without ephod or household gods. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they shall come in to fear the Lord, to his goodness in the latter days."
I am using 3 journals in the book of Hosea, and you might remember that in 1991 I read Hosea 1 through 4 in one day and summarized it on that first day, so we'll move to the journal in 2007. In 2007, I was reading Hosea 1 chapter at a time. I had been in Mobile, Alabama with my good friend when I was reading the first 2 chapters of Hosea, but now I was back home in Colorado when I read Hosea chapter 3. And I wrote, "Redemption, bought back. Even after adultery, idol worship, self-pleasure, God still loves us, and he makes the move toward us by buying us back." I was referring in my journal to Romans chapter 5, verse 8, which I'd like to read. Romans 5, 8 says, "But God shows his love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Back to my journal entry, I wrote, "Though I wallow in sin, Christ died for me to buy me back as a worthless harlot or slave. Call me Gomer. Thanks for buying me back." In 2012, I actually read chapter 3 and 4 together, probably because 3 was so short. And on 3, I wrote the same kind of thing, restoration. Hosea restores Gomer to wife even after her adulterous lifestyle, as God restores Israel and us after we chase after other gods. In chapter 3, Hosea is to retrieve his adulterous wife so that Israel will clearly know that the Lord still loves Israel, his spiritually unfaithful wife. This is amazing as it is that Hosea has to go back and buy Gomer back for his bride after her unfaithfulness with other men. So God does that for his children, the people of Israel. Think about the fact that Gomer has been unfaithful, has had children maybe by several other men, and yet God is asking Hosea to return her as his wife. The illustration here is that he actually buys her back. Referring to my English Standard Version Bible footnote, it places a value on Gomer. Verse 2 says, "So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and lethic of barley." Back then, the price of a slave was 30 shekels, not 15 and some barley. The 30 shekels may not have been the standard price for every slave in every circumstance. In any case, the amount paid for Gomer is not great, and it shows the desperate condition into which Gomer had fallen. Again, the illustration of Gomer is the illustration of God's sense or feeling about the value of the people of Israel. After their idol worship, after their whoring around, they weren't worth much to God. But like Hosea pays the price, God pays the price to buy them and us back. And yes, he expects something in return. Verse 3 says, after this transaction, "You shall not play the whore or belong to another man, so I will also be to you." In other words, God is saying, I will buy you back, but I want you to be faithful to me, as I will be to you. What are some examples of our possible unfaithfulness? In the New Testament, God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So what does God want? He wants our love for him and him alone. The greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength. So if our love for God has gone cold, we may be unfaithful. God also expects us to meditate on his word day and night so that we will know his commandments and be able to keep them. So if our love for God's word has gone cold, we may be unfaithful. God also expects us to assemble ourselves together, in other words, fellowship with other believers. So if our love for God's people, his church, has gone cold, we may be unfaithful. God also asks us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In other words, put others ahead of our love for self. If we are not loving others, we may be unfaithful. And if we put life, pleasure, possessions, self ahead of God, we may be guilty of idol worship. If so, we may be unfaithful. As you ponder Hosea chapter 3, are you being faithful to your relationship with God? In what ways may you be unfaithful right now? If something comes to mind, confess it to the Lord, repent, and ask for his mercy and forgiveness. This chapter reminds us, no matter how low we go in our relationship with God, he buys us back. He is the Redeemer. He is the God of restoration. Father, thank you that you love us. No matter how low we go, no matter how far we run away from you, you buy us back. You paid the price at Calvary on the cross for my sins. Thank you. What you want is for me to receive that forgiveness, that mercy, that grace. I do so. Thank you for your forgiveness, your mercy, your love for me. Thank you for buying me back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to Ad Bible from the Ezra Project. Though these podcasts are free to you, we all realize that nothing is free. To support these podcasts, the Ezra Project created Club 365. By joining Club 365, you financially support the recording, editing, and publishing of Ad Bible on iTunes and Google Play, allowing access worldwide. Most of all, by joining Club 365, you support the free availability of Ad Bible to those who cannot financially partner with us. Visit EzraProject.net and join Club 365 today. And I personally thank you.